For CRI, I'm Mark Cavigli. Typhoon Trami has brought rainstorms and caused havoc in East China after making landfall in Fujian. Trami, which hit coastal Fujian on Thursday morning, has been downgraded to a tropical storm as it makes its way further inland. Local authorities in Fujian have evacuated some 400,000 people. So far, no casualties have been reported. At the same time, the Northeast is continuing to see some of its worst flooding in decades. A dike burst along the Heilongjiang River, forcing an evacuation early Thursday morning. A 20-meter section of the dike broke free along the community of Chai Bao Tun, forcing around 7,000 people to flee to safety. No casualties have been reported. Former leading party official Bo Xilai is due back in court later on this Friday to continue his trial for taking bribes, embezzlement, and abuse of power. Court documents released as part of the first day of Bo Xilai's trial on Thursday allege he took bribes worth close to 22 million yuan to help business leaders gain contracts while he was the mayor of Dalian, governor of Liaoning, and the country's commerce minister. He's also accused of obstructing the criminal investigation into the murder charges his wife was facing while he served as the party chief in Chongqing. Bo Xilai denies the bribery charges. A preliminary verdict is expected to be handed down after the proceedings conclude on Friday. Chinese President Xi Jinping has met with Jamaican Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller in Beijing. Xi Jinping says there is still large room for cooperation between China and Jamaica when it comes to investment and infrastructure construction. The Chinese president has also taken time to call on the international community to offer help to small island nations, including Jamaica. For her part, Prime Minister Miller says the Jamaican government welcomes Chinese investments. Jamaica is now China's biggest trading partner in the Caribbean region. The Chinese government is calling on a relevant U.S. lawmaker to stop making irresponsible remarks about the Diaoyu Islands. The statement follows comments by U.S. Senator John McCain, who says China is violating Japan's fundamental right to the islands. The Chinese Foreign Ministry says U.S. lawmakers should avoid making regional situations more complicated. Reports out of Japan are quoting John McCain as describing the Diaoyu Islands as Japanese territory. He's also told reporters in Tokyo that nations feeling increasingly threatened by China's maritime presence need to act in closer coordination with each other. North Korea has accepted working-level talks with South Korea about the potential restart of family reunions. Red Cross delegates from both sides are set to sit down to discuss the possibility of holding family reunions again at the Panmunjom Truce Village along the border. North Korea had originally wanted the talks to be held at the Mount Kumgang Resort. However, South Korea rejected that notion, saying it doesn't want to link the potential reopening of that tourist facility to the issue of family reunions. Egypt's ex-president Hosni Mubarak has been transferred to Ma'adi Military Hospital in the capital Cairo from Tora Prison on Thursday. Earlier, the Egyptian prosecution ordered the prison to release Mubarak because he was cleared for his corruption cases. Mubarak is banned from traveling abroad as he still faces a retrial on charges of involvement in the killing of protesters during the 2011 unrest that toppled him. The next hearing is slated for this weekend. China's State Council has given its formal approval for the establishment of a pilot free trade zone in Shanghai. The new free trade zone will combine four existing pilot free trade areas in the municipality. It is expected to further expand to cover an area of nearly 29 square kilometers. The new FTZ is being established as the central government tries to impose a more proactive opening up strategy to boost trade. New Zealand's foreign minister is here in China to try to assure ties between the two countries. Murray McCulley has met with Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi and State Councillor Yang Jiechi. McMulley has told reporters here in Beijing, New Zealand dairy producer Fonterra has let every New Zealander down. For his part, State Councillor Yang Jiechi says it's the Chinese government's hope the New Zealand side will appropriately handle food safety issues to ensure Chinese consumers' interests. Fonterra has come under heavy scrutiny after it was revealed some of its products shipped here to China could have contained a potentially deadly bacteria. That's the latest news for CRI. I'm Mark Cavigli.